computer stuff.
General thing. All right, well, it looks like you guys are all here and ready to go back to work. We should do it, huh?
All right, before we go ahead and get started with the next section of our board meeting, for those who are joining us virtually, please be sure you mute your phones until you are called upon. And with that, I'll turn it back to Mr. Chair to bring us back into session.
All right, call them back in order. We are at section nine, and as part of section nine is Joy, as we get to read a nice script for you. First part of it, we're going to again tell you that we may go into executive session to discuss considered records exempt by law from public inspection, including the receipt and discussion of information or testimony that is confidential by state or federal law on all agenda items under step three pursuant to ARS 38431.03 and 2. It is now 10:30 a.m. or June the 21st. Is that right?
Yep.
All right. I looked at the records from the May meeting, and I'm up to May 17th. I thought that looked all right. This is the time and place scheduled for the board's review of cases scheduled for an informal interview pursuant to ARS 32573. My name is Board Chairman Gary Begley. The other board members will now introduce themselves and indicate whether they are public members or professional members. Let's do that first, and then we'll come back to staff.
Board.
Tracy Wilkinson, professional.
Brandon McFadden, professional.
Marshall, you there?
Marshall Knox, vice chair, professional member.
Right, very good. And as I said, I'm Gary Begley. I'm also a professional.
Robert Valdez, professional. It's Robert Valdez, professional.
Yeah.
Thank you. Please mute your phone until you are called upon for your case.
Okay.
Thank you.
Also present, the board's executive director Frank McGolly and the board's attorney Gina Galvin from the Arizona Attorney General's Office. When your case is called, unmute your phone by pressing star six. Please be aware that we have read all the materials submitted. In order to give everyone the same opportunity to address the boards, we ask that those speaking not take time repeating information that the board has already received. You and your legal counsel, if applicable, collectively will be given time to address the board equal to the time it took to present the investigative report, or 5 minutes, whichever is greater. The board has a civility policy, and we request that all participants conduct themselves in a professional manner. Once the board concludes its discussion with the parties, you will move into deliberations. While the parties are free to stay and listen to the deliberations, we ask that you respect the fact we are now discussing the case amongst ourselves and request you not interrupt that process. We'll now swear in the board staff. This time, I swear our staff members who will testify today will the following compliance team members stand and raise your right hand: Rosa Rodriguez, Ellen Bordelon, Lisa Chavez, Alexandra Hill, Kathy Bergeron, and Keegan McConnell. You swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give today will be the truth, the whole truth, the truth.
I do, Rosa Rodriguez.
I do, Lisa Chavez.
I do, Alexandra Hill.
I do, Ellen Bordelon.
I do, Keegan McConnell.
I do, Kathy Bergeron.
Thank you. Thank you all. Before we begin, I want to advise everyone that this proceeding is being recorded. Accordingly, it's important that everyone speaks loudly and clearly, and only one person speaks at a time. To ensure we have an accurate record, please say your name each time before speaking. The purpose of the informal interview is to inquire into the facts and circumstances of this case and decide the outcome. The licensees have received a notice informing them of the matters to be discussed today, the process for the informal interview, and the possible actions the board may take. The proceeding. All right, so we're going to get into thing. I'll start to read one thing. All right, so you want to review the case?
Item A, without negotiation option. So you responded if we're attending that.
Okay.
You want me to go through the
B? Well, let's do that first group and we'll come back. All right, so The process of this is we're going to have our investigators come up and give their report. We'll take information from them, we'll ask them questions, and then we'll have the person that is involved in the case come forward, be sworn in, and then we'll ask questions of that person, and then we'll go into deliberation. So our first case is case number 2024-00290, Academy of Nail Technologies, NSL 00006. I take two LLC owner, Brian McHugh, member. Could you come forward, please?
Mr. Chair, for the record, we do have an LLC attestation on file for this case.
Very good. Good to see you. You swear our friend that the testimony today be the whole truth? And state your name.
Brian McHugh.
Nice to see you. Have a seat. Again, we'll have our investigator review the case for that, and then we will ask questions and then we'll come back to you.
Good morning. Good morning, Chairman Bentley and members of the board. My name is Lisa Chavez. On March 20th, 2024, I investigated the Academy of Nail Technology in Phoenix, Arizona, and I spoke with the respondent, instructor, and owner Brian McHugh about the complaint. The school is not reporting student hours correctly. The respondent stated that she feels his school is reporting accuracy, school uses the content and bump-up systems, which video is the complainant. But she and the other instructor would be the one who would let out the students early if that were resolved. I requested six student files during the investigation visit to review the student attendance record. No violations were found in these actual student files. On April 1st, 2024, I researched school submitted attendance records and found the school did not submit for the month of January 2024. I emailed the respondent asking about the missing month of January 24th. It was not submitted and there was an error in not reporting. On the same day, April 1st, 2024, the respondent emailed back and stated he wasn't sure if there was an error. But when he was trying to sign into the school account for submitting school hours, the account would not allow him to log in, and this was in April. The respondent sent another email and provided me with the January 2024 student and instructor log. The respondent is responsible for having a full instruction to submit the hours into the school account from the board data. I did find that the school also submitted February 2024 hours in April 2024, 1 month late. If you have any questions, I will be happy to address them.
Board have any questions for Ms. Chavez? This was originally a complaint by an instructor, do you say?
Yeah, a former instructor, of the school.
Okay. All right. So, that's good. Can you tell us about that?
Well, good morning. I am pleased to be here. I don't know if he's circumstances, but I find the work of the board fascinating and the environment fascinating. I wrote something down. I've been at Academy of Nail for 25 years in a capacity of either owner or partner. It's a personal change, which I was a partner and I'm proud of our reputation, the level of understanding shown by our graduates, especially regarding infection control and safety standards. And our school's pass rate on the NIC exams of year to date, we're at 99%, having sent 46 students, 45 passed. English second language, not being able to test or translate to their native language, contributing to the loss. I believe I'm here to respond to the failure to submit time reports actually student hours timely. They are due by the 10th of the month. I do know that. And no excuse, they were late, as Ms. Chavez said in her investigating the original complaint. It was found that our January and I believe she said April reports were sent late. It was going through an administrative change. They were not filed. They were complete, but they did not get uploaded to the system. When Ms. Chavez let us know, they were sent The one she reports immediately, and perhaps we saw the other at that time. So I feel if that's our violation, I'm responsible. I was late in 25 years. I don't know if we've been late any other time. As it was to the original complaint, I think Ms. Chavez stated that in her exam of the human files, they were without violation. They're accurate. We pride ourselves in keeping our human files up to date. We have increased our level of scrutiny for clocking in and out. We were at a time on a fingerprint system, a time card system. We've since gone to a biometric. It has to be the student clocking in and out. If there was any change of time, the system notes with an asterisk that if it overridden, admin has the ability to overwrite time. Instructors do. I forgot to clock in, I forgot to clock out. An admin has that capability. There was a date specified. It was a long time ago, maybe for the violation. I don't know if that was the right date, but I pulled the records from that period. There were no time adjustments on the clock. So I feel secure in our knowledge that we should hold a high policy for time.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate the fact that you modernize. I know that's kind of a pain sometimes, but it's better. You know, software is better than people looking at it. It's a great move. And I appreciate you updating your systems to make sure that that works better. So, good job. Does the board have any questions for how these are done or filed or any of that stuff? Okay. Is there a shop history or a school history? But you're good. All right. So any other questions on board of anybody? Okay. So we'll move into deliberation at this time. If you have any questions, go through that. If not, then just move some motions through.
Looking for history of the school.
Yeah, we have to determine there was a pulse before we can do that.
Well, Tracy Wilkinson, I move we adopt the factual, the findings of facts and conclusion of law.
Right, because he said that.
Yeah.
All right. Do we have a motion? Do we have a second?
McFadden, second.
All right, we have a motion and second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay, so we agree something happened. All right, now based on that, do we have history of any sort?
No.
No history in 25 years?
No, Brian is.
What is the, I don't see, what is the fine for being made, or is there a fine for being made?
That would be up to the.
Yeah, the requirement is to file in 10 days, and I think the intent was there.
So there's no standard.
No, the system-wide failure and defects, so I don't know.
I would move that we do a disciplinary letter of concern.
We have a motion for a disciplinary letter of concern. Do we have a second?
A second.
A motion and second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Marshall?
I said aye.
Thank you.
You hear me?
Yes. Okay, great. So we passed that. We're going to issue a disciplinary letter of concern that we recognize this happened. We know you know. We know you fixed it. We're acknowledging it happened. Everybody was right. That applies. And we appreciate it.
Thank you.
We appreciate your business supporting our industry. I think you're a very important customer. Yeah. All right, let's go with that.
Office of Compliance Administrator, Step 2B, informal interviews with negotiation options. Mr. Chairman and members of the board, the following will be attending in person or virtually. Number one, number two, number three, negotiated. Number four will be attending. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10. Number 11 is unresolved. Number 12 negotiated. 13 is unresolved. 14 is unresolved. And number 15 continued for the July 1924 meeting.
All right, wonderful. All right, so we'll begin with number one. I'll call your case, and if you're here, come forward, and we'll do the same thing we did in the last case. If you're online, star 6 for the same idea. Our first case is case number 2023-00092, Renell Brewcup. Give it that P. We don't need that P anymore. Brewcups. License 12100751. Please come forward. Yeah, and you swear or affirm the testimony you give today will be truthful and the whole truth.
Absolutely.
And then state your name.
Renell Brewcup.
Very nice. Please have a seat. Our investigator is here, and she'll review the case with us, and then we'll come back to you.
Good morning, members of the board. My name is Kathy Bergeron. On February 29th, 2024, I conducted an inspection for investigation of the wink and lashes. I spoke to Renee Brucco, the owner, during the investigation. I found no evidence to support the allegations of the online complaint. I did do it in inspection. I did find it was determined with an unlicensed establishment. There were no sanitation issues found. And as of June 14, I did look on the computer database, and there's still no information. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any questions of the investigator? Ms. Brucco, did you get a chance to review this complaint?
I have an established most. We do have an
issue on the 4th of June. Can we verify that, please?
Are you listening to the papers?
But, and so I didn't understand that.
I'm sorry, but for the record, I need to make sure the board the document.
I sent 2 copies to the board as well. Of everything with
the client. So, Mr. Chair, members of the board, so the record is probably reflected. This license is issued 6/4 of 2024. The inspection occurred in November of, or I'm sorry, the inspection occurred in February of 24.
Okay, that makes sense.
And I'm actually, I apologize, this is not an establishment license. This is an individual license.
Personal license.
Yep.
Okay.
I had it online. I paid for it and everything.
Okay. Are we getting any permits to establishment?
I'm looking right now. Is it under Winkman license? Is establishment under Winkman license?
Yeah, because I had to get a trade name and all of that. But did you
want to? Well, we're trying to determine whether we can identify your license and know where we are at this stage. So still looking back and forth for somebody that not.
When I went, the website is not very user friendly when you're trying to find the aesthetics, and which is what you had told me. Anyways.
So we're trying to verify license. Is that what you're talking about?
Can I just back up?
Sure.
So when I first moved to Arizona,
And I got my license and everything. I got my business license. And what I didn't know was that I had to have an aesthetics license for all that I do.
An establishment or a person?
No, I have a cosmetology license. So my cosmetology license, my understanding is that, I mean, I started apprenticing when I was 14.
Okay.
I'm 68.
Okay.
So, I mean, I always had a cosmetology license and I've done every app.
And you transferred that to Arizona?
I did.
Yes.
And so, I did not, I mean, I was complete not being able to understand the website. And then when Kathy told me, I needed to get an establishment license, I couldn't understand it. And the reason why I had a hard time understanding it. I mean, I understand it now. It's that the whole reason why I moved to Arizona was because I was homeless and had been in black and gold for 3 years. It affected my full comprehension and I couldn't even read. So I'm by myself. Trying to maneuver through the website was just to get my license done was very difficult for me. And it doesn't say anywhere on the, I went back through it and I think it's very presumptuous that someone goes to the website and would know that they needed to have another license besides a business license. I have a business license.
Mm-hmm.
So I just had no idea that I needed either a cosmetology establishment license or an aesthetic establishment license. So this all ties into the complaint against me later on. So all the times I didn't have the establishment license, and when Kathy told me that I needed to, in addition to the complaint that was against me, it affected my mental state again. So anyway, I'm not trying to give you a hard luck story. I'm just trying to tell you what everything has been like and why I haven't been able to do this. So the person who had the complaint against me started doing things that I can't prove. So I didn't scream it, but all I do is go to church and go to work. That's all I do. I don't have any enemies. She and her boyfriend sabotaged my vehicle. I had to cash in everything. I didn't even have money to pay my bill, so I couldn't do the licensing. I did do the training, you know, when I proceeded in the post office. I don't know what you did to the post office to change the two addresses for me to be able to get my license, but all of a sudden I get this email saying that I'm able to go and get my training now, which was completely amazing to me because I had a training search when I got my business license. So I couldn't understand why I had to do this again to pay for it. And then go back to the state board site and do this. So in a person who's lived 3 years in black mold and all of a sudden Hazmat comes and says you can't live here anymore, and then I have to move to Arizona. I have no one else except the 80-year-old auntie. I mean, this whole thing has been, besides my car getting sabotaged, they poured a quarter tank of diesel in my car and I had to get a new car. So from the time that Kathy came to now, I've spent close to $14,000 cash because my business was affected with everything that they did on social media, which was complete lies. All of it was lies. And so I'm just asking for mercy because of my mental state. That's what I'm just asking for mercy for it because, and then she, if this is not correct, then what did I pay for? I already have a cosmetology license.
And what is that? Is that an aesthetic license?
Cosmetology license. That's her cosmetology license and she paid to renew it.
Okay. You've got your license, you have your personal license, and that's the news. So state law requires you to have a facility or an establishment license.
That's what I thought I paid for on the board.
This is your personal license.
I do see an application on June 4th.
Good.
For her, for a wing splash and brow company.
Okay, so that's got to be what this is because that's what I paid for on the board and they sent me. This is what they sent me by email.
That one is your personal license, just because.
It says your name on it.
Well, I understand that, but what I'm saying is what I got by email was this.
Okay. Yeah, sorry. I don't know what was in the email.
Yeah, but you have your personal license and that's a good thing.
But I always had my personal license. I've never been without my personal license. It's the establishment's license.
It would appear that you were getting it. Right. And it apparently was filed on June the 4th from what she was just saying. So we're going to see where it is.
Okay.
Do we know that yet?
There's an application for the establishment.
Okay. And it's in process, waiting for some document or what? What's up? Because we're the 21st. I think I just saw a report that we were 10 days. Close.
Yeah, I see a license number. I'm searching.
We're getting that figured out here.
Okay.
I'm waiting for a response.
Down there. Down there. You're in Lake Havasu?
I'm in Lake Havasu. You been there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Wasn't that you, Karen? It looked like the personal license you received a duplicate of personal license on June 4th, 2024. But what she received is a duplicate of her personal license. That's what she has on right now. So she paid in July 20th of 2023 to renew the license, her personal license. But it looked like she submitted either to get a duplicate, and that's what she received in the email. That's what she has been there right there.
The website is so confusing to me. It's like, I thought I was getting.
No, it's not the establishment. It's her personal license, a duplicate personal license.
So I went to the end of the process, and at the end of the process, it says you can choose a setting for cosmetology. And I chose a setting, and so.
That's not what's in question though right now. I think we're trying to confirm right now whether, so we see on our tracking sheet that an application was submitted on June 4th.
Or an establishment license.
Or an establishment license for Wing Splash and Brow Company.
Okay.
But to be clear, that was June 4th, just 2 weeks ago. And did inspection occurred in November.
Sure.
Or I'm sorry, in February. I don't know why I keep saying November.
Yeah.
And so I think we're trying to confirm if that license was issued yet or not.
Yeah.
I think it's what we're trying to determine right now, if that's fair.
With you.
Pretend to talk about their checking.
Yeah, I think so. They look like they're pretty well into what they're doing.
So since I had to, my car broke down because it had these or been sabotaged. And I know it's these youngsters.
You don't believe?
Yes, but there's no proof. The building that I'm in is so old because they don't have cameras. So I talked to my property management people and all of that. And since then, I had to cash in everything I could and borrow money. And like I said, you know, I didn't even shame my bill, let alone buy, because they posted so much negative on my business that it.
That's certainly not a fair situation. But they're.
And so, so now my new car, which isn't a new car, it's a 15-year-old car. They, my car, I'm parked in the garage at my home. So they've already keyed my new car. And there's no, there's nothing anybody can do about it.
Right, we gotta check.
They can't do anything about it because there's no evidence.
So Darnay was literally, it's in his queue for today. To work on the application today, but there is an application.
And it's completed here, so. Any reason to think we're not gonna be able to get them done? It's being progress today. It's too mean. That's being silly, so that should know that.
I don't. I'm checking, but I can't.
You think we're okay?
Yeah.
All right, so it is here, so it's being progress today. And those prior calls also go out as emails. Is that correct? Yes, they're not printed, they're even, right?
Yes.
All right, so that should come into your email. That's good news. All right, so that draws an end to this. So now we need to look back at the time period and figuring things out. So does any, let's go into deliberations. Does anybody have any other questions before either one of these? Before we do that?
I'm just curious what type of location you're in. Is it like a, are there other, is it a suite situation?
No. So with a little, called a mall, but would you consider it a mall where it's not like it's really big?
I'm just curious, do you have other providers near you or?
Yeah, there's six of us. Little room, well, not little room, but they're all different.
All right. And then. Okay.
All right.
That was just curious, yeah.
Any other question? All right, we're gonna go into deliberations now. We'll work it out on our end of it. So. Thoughts?
Well, I move that we adopt the findings back, the conclusions of law.
Do we have a second?
I'll have a second.
All right, so we have a motion and a second. So all in favor, say aye.
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 All right, unanimously agree something happened. All right, now we have a motion for just this matter.
How, is there any history?
No, I missed it.
I will say that generally speaking, since I've been part of the board, been going through a lot of system changes with the software. You're not alone when it comes to having glitches, getting a new license situated or establishing license. Not very bad. It's our fault. It's just sometimes there's glitches. We do appreciate taking a conscious effort to make sure everything's up to they, that you're here now. Just to let you know that you're not alone as far as the glitches on the computer side. Yep. Do you have a motion or anything related to that?
Well, I move that we offer a consent agreement for the 250 civil penalty. If not size of the 30 day, we'll do a formal hearing. But you'd have the 12 months to take care of that. It's one of those things that just, you know, when you open a business, you want to make sure that you're doing everything. I want to make sure that you're the, I mean, I'm making them. There's an, it's not an aesthetic license, it's a establishment.
Well, what Kathy explain to me more than once because I couldn't understand why I had to have two business licenses. Was that the establishment license, or the establishment license for cosmetology and establishment license for aesthetic?
Is this the establishment license?
Yeah.
So you run a business and that's your establishment. You're your own employee. I just wanted to make sure that that's what we established happened. And so then that's the time, but you have a long time to pay it, and it looks like it's gotten fixed, which is nice. Then moving forward, you'll have it.
Didn't you tell me that it's for cosmetology?
So we need to.
Okay.
We've already acknowledged that it happened.
We have a motion on the table. Do we have a second?
McFadden, that's taken it.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye.
Marshall?
Chase.
I say aye.
Chase is back, but I'm abstaining just because I jumped in the middle and not even sure what case number we're on, so.
Okay, Marshall, what were you agreeing to? Which side? What were you doing? Yes or no?
No, as far as this line, I think it did, well, no for that, but go ahead.
All right, so I think that 3-2, so that didn't pass.
And 2-3, the motion.
2-3. Motion, there we go. That is something like. All right, so we need another motion.
Move that we issue a disciplinary letter of concern.
Okay, we have a motion for a disciplinary letter of concern. Do we have a second for that?
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed?
No.
You abstain? Okay, I think.
We need to figure that one out because I don't think we got both from the phone.
Well,
Jake is back. Okay, so Chase is abstaining.
Marshall said letter.
Marshall said a letter of concern. 1-2. So 4-1.
All right. So anyway, we finally got through that. So anyways, as hard as the web page. So all in all, I would like to give you a letter of concern noting this happened. Done more cleanly and making us aware that this happened about things here, and there's no findable. So they're processing your establishment license today, apparently. So we check your emails when you go. All right, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, everybody. Appreciate it.
All right, good luck.
And I believe you were just issued your establishment license.
All right, that moves us to case number two. Our case number 2023.R-101, Katrina M. Gonzalez, license 12100806. Ms. Gonzalez, be on the phone, *6. *6, if you're on the phone, I can hear you. All right, hearing no response, I move that case number 2023-101. We move forward to a formal hearing and let the parties involved come to the compliance before that happens.
Second.
Motion and second. All in favor, say aye.
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 All right, that passes unanimously. Next case is number 4. Our case number 2023-00118 and 2023-00119. 8 Pretty Nails and Spa LLC, SNT 20508. 8 Pretty Nails and Spa LLC is the owner. Fong Tran, member, and Tui Bo, member. Sorry. Just present. Are you on the phone? If you are, *6. *6, if you're on.
Hello?
Yeah, who is this?
Katrina. I'm sorry, I couldn't figure out the star six.
Oh, that's up here. Okay, let me come back to you. All right, we're in a different case now, but we'll come back. Okay, so of the eight Pretty Nails group, anybody? All right, hearing no response, I move that case number 2023-00118 and 2023-00119 be moved to a formal hearing unless the parties involved can come into an agreement of the complaint of the consent agreement. All right, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right, so that moves. Okay, then we'll go back to case number 2023-101, Katrina M. Gonzalez.
Yes, hello.
You have to rescind.
Oh, that's true. I'm sorry, one more step. Regarding case number 2023-101, I move that we rescind the previous order to move to a formal hearing now that the respondent has appeared.
I second.
Motion and a second, all in favor, say aye.
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 We unanimously agree, we back up. Now we start over again. And call case number 2023-101, Katrina M. Gonzalez, license 12100806. Ms. Gonzalez, are you there?
Yes, I am.
I'm sure glad you are. That was a lot of talking. So we're going to present the case first from our investigator, and then we'll come back to you and ask you questions.
Okay.
Concerning Mr. Bagley, members of the board, my name is Kathy Bergeron. September 1st, 2023, I conducted an inspection at the Hanford Beauty Company, LLC. I spoke with Katrina Gonzalez. During the inspection, I identified the following violations. I found co-owner Katrina Gonzalez operating in an unlicensed establishment. There were no demonstration issues found. On June 17, 2024, verified Tamper Beauty Company establishment license on the board database and determined that they applied for and received a license number SDOS 34110, which expires June 4th of 2025. I provided the license with the inspection report and educated them before leaving. If you have any questions, we're happy to.
Okay. And did we determine this LLC is?
We speak. This is not an LLC because the case is against the individual.
Okay. Okay. All right. I did tell that LLC when I looked at my sheet. And that, oh, great.
So it expires June 4th of 2025, which means it's applied for on June 4th of this year.
It's issued.
Issued on June 4th.
So what was the gas then? 6 months. But everything else was okay in the facility. It's just the licensing thing. All right. Do we have any other questions for the investigator? All right, Ms. Gonzalez, can you tell us, have you had a chance to review the complaint first?
I did review it and I understand everything about it. I just had a really hard time getting on the site. It was down a few times when I did try it. And then when she came in and told me to apply, she said not to apply that day because it was down that day. So I just got frustrated and kind of forgot about it in the moment. I just had a lot of things going on in life. So I did get it now. So I do have it.
Okay. December of 23.
The payment portal for establishment licensure has had no glitches and has not been down for any extended period of time since.
Yeah, 2 weeks we've been going through this.
That was for barbers.
Oh.
So, and because the establishments are in a separate system. So establishment licensure, there's not been glitches and there has not been any payment portal outages for any extended period of time. There might have been 20-minute maintenance outages, but they were never out for extended periods of time.
Okay.
And Ms. Gonzalez, why was it you didn't have it to begin with?
I didn't know I necessarily needed it because I wasn't aware. I'm doing this like all by myself. I don't really have anyone to go to like ask what I need. Like, I'm the first one to like own a business in my family. So I'm just kind of figuring out all this on my own. So that is why I didn't really know about it.
But now you know you can call the board, right?
Yeah, I do. I do know that now.
Good to have out. That's right. So, any other questions?
No? No, I don't have any.
Okay, thank you. All right, so we're going to go into deliberations now. So, board, do we have any motions regarding this change?
I move that we adopt the findings of fact and conclusions of law.
Motion and second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
I think, yeah, it was unanimous. All right. Do we have an order of our motion for an order of discipline in this matter?
Is there any previous
objection? No previous objection.
How long have you been in your business, Ms. Gonzalez?
How long ago?
When did you start?
I believe in, what are we in, 2022?
I move that we offer a consent agreement for a $250 civil penalty if not signed within 30 days of the formal hearing. With not necessarily probation at this point, she has her license.
Yeah, so you gotta take care of. All right, we have a motion.
Thank you, Mark.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Is there anyone opposed?
Nay.
Okay. So 5-1. All right. So Ms. Gonzalez, we recognize you do it. You're trying hard, doing a good job, but and you were actually in violation. It's kind of like when you're speeding and get caught. Your fine was reduced by 50%. Because we recognize your effort, and you'll get a letter about this in the mail, and have an opportunity to pay this fine over the next 6 months.
Wow,
12 months, over the next 12 months.
They have to, Mr. Chair, members of the board, I do want to clarify on this. They have 30 days to sign the consent agreement and make an initial payment.
Okay.
Make their initial payment, and then they have 12 months to pay the remainder.
All right. Does that make sense to you? You're going to get a letter. You've got 30 days to act on it. Send something in, $20, whatever you need to do. And you've got a year to pay it out. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, do a good job in your business. Make a lot of money and be happy, all right?
Thank you so much.
Okay, let us know if we can help you.
Okay.
Okay. All right, and we got through number four, right?
Yeah, they were next up.
Okay, all right, so we're up to number five. Our case number five is case number 2024-00257, Straight Edge Barbershop, BBD 001507, Straight Edge Barbershop Incorporated, the owner, Pablo Pride, VAR 003003, is president, Hector Fuentes, VAR 004948, is director. Are they present? Come on up. Oh, hey, nice to meet you. You swear our friend the testimony of today will be truthful?
Yeah, I do.
And state your name.
Hector Pablo, right?
I got you. You're coming in.
Mr. Chair, for the, my goodness, excuse me. Mr. Chair, for the record, we do have an LLC. Actually, I'm sorry. Do we need? Yes, we do have an LLC attestation on file, so those case.
All right. Well, they look like guys don't do that. All right, so our investigators are going to go through this, so we're going to come back to you and ask you questions.
Good morning, Mr. Bagley, members of the board. My name is Helen Bordelon. On January 30th, 2024, the board also received an online complaint alleging that Straight Edge Barbershop, located in Tucson, Arizona, was allowing a licensed individual to perform barber services without a proper license in their category. On March 6, 2024, I went to Straight Edge Barbershop located in Tucson, Arizona, and I spoke with the manager, Luis Mata, about the complaint. He stated that both owners were not in at the time, but would try to reach them on the telephone. he did believe that at the time, everyone that was working in the establishment was going through. I did speak with Hector Fuentes over the phone. He stated that he also believed that everyone in the establishment was licensed. He did not know at the time where the establishment went for the barbershop was because they had been doing some remodels. According to the board staff, the establishment license was current. But it was not posted in the establishment at the time. During the inspection, I identified the following violations. Eric Borges, license number BAR010221, was providing services at the time with an expired barber's license. It expired on January 25th, 2021, over 3 years and remained expired today. Jonathan Mercado, license number BAR010381, was providing services with an expired barber's license that expired on June 12th, 2021. 2 years and 9 months expired, and that remains expired today. Omar Polito was providing services without a barber's license being issued at all, so he's an unlicensed barber at the time. He since received his license, Omar Polito. He was issued that on May 21st, 2024, and it will expire in February of 2026. Joshua Reyes was also providing services without a barber's license being issued at the time of inspection. He is also an unlicensed barber. He has since changed his license, and on June 19th, 2 days ago, 2024, and it expires in January of 2026. I did leave a copy of an affidavit along with a business card and educated the manager before I left. Okay. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them for you.
So these five people that you reviewed, all of them have now gotten their license straightened out, or what, the first one's still not? That's two.
There's two.
Mr. Bailey, members of the board, yes. So the first two, Eric Borkev, his license is expired for 3 years and it remains expired today. And Jonathan Mercado, also his license, it expired on June 12th of 2021, 2 years and 9 months, and that also remains expired today.
Okay. And how was the shop's condition?
There were no sanitation violations.
Very nice. Do we have any questions of our investigator at this point? All right, gentlemen, if you get to speak.
So we were under the assumption that everybody was like, I've always made it a fact to not allow unlicensed barbers. But I'll admit, after COVID, things were really iffy. There wasn't a whole lot going on. So we probably slacked on that, and we weren't as thorough as once were. And but now everybody is currently up to date. So the Jonathan Mercado, I have it, he sent me where he got the receipt. And I guess he's having issues printing it out. So we, all of us, for the past couple months, we've probably been ringing your guys' people off us because we're calling all the time. And I had issues with my personal one. They had to reset it. She emailed me personally. I printed it. I have it. So I brought pretty much everybody's here. Omar is one of the ones she was saying it's unlicensed. Yeah. So he came from another barbershop, and he told me he had his license. He showed me on his phone, but what it was, I guess we figured out, it was his certification that he passed his test, had his picture and everything. He wasn't aware that he had to actually, he thought that was it. So he had this, like she said, it was May 21st that he got it. So this is his license. Eric is still having issues with his license. So he's taking care of that. And then he will be able to.
Do you have a license number with that?
With which one?
The one that you said you had a.
I have a license number.
I just want to see if it's here and active.
It is. Oh.
032120. That's BAR 032120. Oh, you're talking about.
You said you had one on your phone.
Jonathan, I'm sorry. Okay, that one.
But you are correct. Omar is Omar is active, so that's good.
I have a receipt for Jonathan. It's a receipt that he paid. Paid an $80 renewal fee and a first late fee. His license number, actually, I have his expired license.
It's the same license number.
Yeah. EAR01. For Jonathan?
Yeah.
EAR010381.
Did Eric have a license before?
Yeah, it's been expired, I guess, for 2 years, 9 months.
How long have you been in business?
We've been in business 12 years and we've never had this issues like this. We try to run our business, you know, at a higher standard than most, I would admit, in the barber industry. And we never allow stuff like this. But I will, like I said,
The shop was clean.
Yeah, and ever since COVID, a lot of changes happened. We have been having a lot of issues online. I don't want to sound like everybody else, but it was pretty hard to get in there and figure everything out.
Yeah.
I was even trying to verify Jonathan's license when he gave me the receipt, and the system doesn't give me no information. I put his name, his number, and it just is like, there's no result. So I don't know if there's an issue with that.
Maybe a spelling or something.
Well, I tried different. I tried the barber license number by itself. I tried the name with the number. I tried lots of stuff, and we've been going crazy trying to get all this situated, but it's a lot of calling, waiting online. I had to get somebody, and I didn't let her go until I got it all done for my personal and to get the establishment printed out.
So for Jonathan's, his renewal application is incomplete because he has not he provided us a headshot for his citizenship requirement.
Okay.
So that has been returned to him and is in his court.
He said that the lady that he spoke with told him that it was ready to print. So he printed it, but when he printed it, expired.
Because his renewal application hasn't been processed yet.
So it would allow him, because on mine, it wouldn't allow me to pay until I completed.
So he uploaded the wrong document.
Got you. Okay.
He uploaded a headshot and not a copy of his driver's license, passport, etc.
So once you submit everything, it'll allow you to pay. And then we let you know if things are incorrect.
Okay.
And you get an email to update.
So he needs to upload a driver's license.
And the email.
Just a driver's license, not his headshot.
There you go.
The front side of driver's license. We get a lot of back of driver's licenses.
Okay.
I mean, he should have received an email, because I just resent it. He should have received an email telling him to do that. The second that's done, it comes into our queue and those are getting processed in a day or two. I will acknowledge there have been issues on the barber portal side of things in this case. But this one, we have an incomplete application.
You guys probably hate me already. I've been on them.
So the one who's left was Eric. So what's up with him?
So Eric, he's been trying to get through. He talked with a lady and she told him, oh yeah, just go online, pay it, and you'll get your license. He hung up. So when he goes to renew, the renew button is not highlighted, it won't let him renew. He won't even, I don't think he has to check it.
What's his license number?
EAR010221.
And I actually got on myself and I said, let me see. So I started going through it and I was trying to, it won't let me.
What's the, I'm sorry, can you say that license number again? 01?
EAR010221.
I want to say. So it wouldn't even let me click to renew. Like it. Renew it.
Hopefully it wanted something.
But once it says, there's like a little far.
So, the reason why there is because he is a number of years behind.
Okay.
So he's going to need to reactivate.
Reactivate? Like on the account you mean? Or?
Which is step. I can't remember.
If they haven't renewed for over 5 years, they have to reactivate their account.
It is
the expired 2021.
So 3 years, yeah.
That retested? Not retested, is it?
No, because he's not over the 5 year mark yet.
Okay.
So he's 3 years and something, so.
Yep.
Okay.
And they won't allow him to pay the fines and move forward. 01, 0, 221.
Yeah, like you didn't give him no option.
It doesn't sound like he's far enough yet.
Yeah, he can't renew because he can't go, he doesn't have the renew option because it's going to be a reactivation.
Yeah, 3 years on reactivation with Barbara.
Oh, that's why.
So he called, they got the number, he got a representative. The lady said, just get online and pay. So she didn't look into it then. Because, or would it alert her like, hey, you need to?
Yeah, it took me a second of digging to figure out.
Okay.
There's.
Because I was watching him, he was on hold, he got somebody, and he's like, yes, he told me to do this too.
It took me digging.
And I said, you should have not hung up.
And this is part of what we were talking about earlier. We're trying to standardize all the laws and rules.
Okay.
We don't have two sets.
Okay.
And the barber step's different than the cos set.
And I understand, I know everything transitioned.
Yeah.
And that when things got a little complicated.
Yeah, we're just trying to get the state government to allow us to standardize so everybody gets the same deal.
Okay.
But it had just gotten there apparently. Long as she signs it.
Okay, so that's them and then and then I have my establishment license here. I have my license. I brought pretty much everybody's license. I just brought.
Okay.
And then I realized they need to be on display.
All right, so we know how everybody's going to get through this now. So that's good.
Yes, for sure. And it won't happen again.
Yeah, and each of those guys are going to end up with an individual charge of some sort because they ran over. So we're down to the point of this case. So in this case, does the board have any other questions for anyone? And this one's about unlicensed people, right?
Yeah, he is like the one of them with Omar, which he had a test, which looks like a license, but it was I don't know what they call it, like a thing that he passed a test. So he got his license and then Bubba is like a little bit too. I mean, sorry, Joshua.
Okay. All right, so board, we'll go into deliberation. Board, do we have any motions regarding this case?
I move that we adopt the findings of facts and conclusions of law. Okay.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 I'm abstaining because I missed the first half of how it.
Okay, so we still have enough to do the case, so.
No.
Twelve years. It's a math, for sure. Math.
Yes, a little. No, appreciate you guys doing everything on your guys' end to get up to date again. On the barber's industry side, I've gotten with Frank earlier this year as far as trying to open up a brick and mortar to help things a little easier.
With the barber industry?
Barber and cosmetology.
Okay.
Yeah. Go back to how it used to be.
Yeah. And that's what we were used to. Yeah. Yeah. It was kind of like really, it was a big adjustment for everybody.
Yeah. But you know, just for the record, just to let you know that we're trying to get things better.
Okay.
More organized the way.
In fairness though, there's not going to be a place, there's not going to be brick and mortar all around the state. It's going to be here in Scenic.
Yeah.
And in their case, they're in Tucson, so.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, I'm campaigning for the future betterment of the industry.
And I just want to say, I know that we have been open 12 years and we take our business seriously. I don't know if she could say, we try to keep a family friendly environment and this won't happen again. And it was a mix of a lot of things, lack on our part. We should have been more thorough with it.
We understand it happens.
Yeah, but I don't, like I told her, I didn't want her to think, oh, this is how we operate. This is because it's not. And we do have a nice establishment and we're proud of it. And you walk into our shop.
Good. Got here, got some paperwork done.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. We'll move forward.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So do we have a motion for an order of discipline package?
I move that we offer a consent agreement for a $500 civil penalty. If not signed within 30 days, move to a formal hearing, 12 month probation, just to make sure all of the people get it out.
Okay. Do we have a second for that motion?
Second, McFab.
Okay, we have a motion and second. All in favor, say aye.
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 May I clarify, is this again the establishment or the two owners?
Absolutely.
The owners.
Are you there?
Establishment.
I was listening.
Establishment, yeah.
Establishment.
Yeah, I think it's establishment. Could I say something?
I think we need to finish our vote. We can't be.
I didn't hear Marshall or Chase.
Yeah, I'm nay.
I'm a nay. Only due to the fact that I know with the circumstances during COVID, there's word out that, you know, there was a point where as far as renewals and how they were doing it was an issue, and based off the fact that with this new system that we've integrated, it's having major issues, because I even had issues with it. It just is, you know, the with the circumstances, that's why I have to say that.
Okay.
As far as with that part.
Okay. All right. So based on that, then we are 3-4 and 2 against and 1 abstain. So that passes. So in the end of this, we're going to get you a letter. We are charging you a fine because it's kind of a mess. You got 12 months to pay it. Within 30 days, you need to do something. And then after that, you got 12 months to interest.
That's fine. What I was going to say was the 12-month probationary. Everything is in order now.
Yeah, you're fine. That just means that for 12 months, we're going to keep an eye on you. You're not harmed.
Well, she was saying to get everything in order.
You're already there. We believe you're already there.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and clarify again, just so that we're clear. They have to sign their consent agreement within 30 days.
Right.
Of the date of the consent agreement, which will be a week or two from now. Right.
I'll be sending out the consent agreement. You receive it, you sign it, return back to the first.
You have to do that within 30 days with an initial payment. Then you have 12 months to pay the remaining balance.
Could we pay today if we wanted?
No.
No.
Because we have to draft consent agreement.
So I was going to say it was the issue with the licenses, the expired licenses, but on the two unlicensed barbers, one of them was actually, he was already good. He just didn't apply for it like that.
Yeah.
And then the other one, Joshua Reyes, I don't know if it's true, but he was saying that during COVID, they got a temporary license.
We did that, but we would have normally fined you $500 for just having the one guy.
Okay. No, I'm trying to.
No, you're okay.
If that.
Yeah, no, we really recognize your grade. This is our minimum situation grade.
Okay.
So, and we think you guys are great.
Okay.
No, but we're trying to be supportive in a team like it, but we are.
What I would recommend is having your license up in the frame for every person. And don't let them work at your stop, your place until they have that framed.
Yeah. Well, I agree with you.
Just for future.
No, for sure.
You guys are doing something.
But I know there's going to be a lot of issues with the system, which we already got it clarified, but I agree with you today.
I think moving forward, if you have it, renew it properly, shouldn't be a problem.
No, it's not going to happen again.
You guys are going to do that. Don't worry. It's all good stuff. So you're done. We'll send you a letter and just move forward. If you have any more questions or anything, we're happy to help you. But no, we think you guys.
So just wait for the letter 15 days and then from there, they have payment.
Don't just do it.
And how do we make payments?
I'm going to send you an envelope and instruction.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Keep up.
Thank you guys for your time.
Appreciate you guys. Case is never.